Hello, welcome to the PR for Dolphins podcast. My name is Irene Maloney. The topic today is the media interview. If I only had a dollar for every professional that said the word off the record when being interviewed by a reporter, it doesn't seem to matter if it's a large, small, private, or public company they work for, if they haven't received some coaching on what is and is not appropriate on a media interview, they bring it up. Did they see this in a movie, or did the interview not seem complete with some secret info being involved? Are people-pleasing side creeping in, or do we just run out of material and want to fill the empty space? I hate to tell you, but I don't think off-the-record info benefits your reputation, your company, or the reporter. The reporter's job is to gather all the information they can so their audience gets the most accurate story. They ask the tough questions and dig deep, hoping that you'll share what needs to be shared to create a complete story. It's your job to share information you can and be honest on what you cannot. In today's society, is anything off the record? I don't think so. We hear private phone conversations and see private text messages in the news as part of the telling the story all the time. It's kind of scary. I still watch or read about it because I want to know more about the person behind the story. And for a few moments, I may even forget that the way something is edited can reduce the accuracy of the information. Today, there are people that cherish talking to the media, and others that have decided to block all communication in fear of their words being used against them. Fear is never the answer. You can't block out thousands of exceptional reporters because one or two may have made incorrect choices. The first step is to get some coaching on appropriate protocol when talking to the media. The next step is to work with a media specialist prior to the interview to come up with the best way to communicate the information in a brief interview. This step is best done when someone in your communication team captures everything in writing and comes up with a plan. I also suggest having your media specialist at the interview with you at all times, even if they're just calling in and silent on the call. Make it a company policy. Have someone else there. Some will skip these critical steps due to time limitations, but I guarantee that the benefits of the right preparation will outweigh the time invested. The media and your company will thank you. It may even bring you luck. What is that saying? Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. Thank you for joining us. For more information regarding the PR for Dolphins books, events, and services, please visit www.prfordolphins.com. My name is Irene Maloney, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.